The owner of a North Georgia crematory faces more than 200 criminal charges for allegedly dumping hundreds of bodies that were supposed to be cremated. But that's only part of Ray Brent Marsh's legal troubles. Dozens of families also are filing civil lawsuits over the way Marsh handled their loved ones. It's one way to deal with their anguish. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports on how one family is coping.
38-year-old Lori Wally can't sleep much these days.
I've woke up, or got up during the night because it's on my mind so much, I just go throw up. I mean, I have lived a nightmare since February the 16th.
That's when she got the call from Covenant Funeral Home in Chattanooga that Tri-State Crematory might not have been cremating bodies. Covenant had sent her father there when he died about 2 years ago. What she thought were his ashes have been on a table in her family room ever since.
To me, that was a symbol of his life and his death. And, you know, when I'd pass by him and I'd feel happy or I've had thoughts of my dad, and then you're sad because of the death, and it's only been 21 months.
She opens a black plastic box that contains a bag of gray chips and dust. Wally doesn't know whether it's concrete, sand, or real human remains, but she does now know that it's not her father, Pat Rice. His bones were discovered buried on the crematory grounds.
And I'm so outraged, bitter, hurt, sad, the grieving again, and to know that somebody can just throw out, even I think even trash gets treated better than that, throw out your parent in a ditch or a shallow grave pit.
Wally, a bookkeeper, lives with her husband and 8-year-old daughter in Mobile, Alabama. They're a typical South Alabama working family, with a painting of the legendary football coach Bear Bryant hanging in the living room and a crucifix above the dining room table. But these last few weeks have been surreal. Wally is in counseling and finds she's obsessed with news about the case. The real-life horror has also been hard for Wally's older brother, Dale Rice. He says it's as if his father was tortured.
It's in the Bible, you'll go back to dust, you know. To me, that's a hell of a way to have to go back to dust.
Rice says it makes it even harder not knowing why the bodies were never cremated. The whole family is looking for an explanation. One place they're seeking answers is through the courts. They filed a civil lawsuit against Tri-State Crematory, its owner, Ray Brent Marsh, and the funeral home that used its services. The federal lawsuit includes claims of fraud, negligence, intentional and wanton mishandling of a corpse, and intentional infliction of emotional distress. The family is seeking monetary damages, but their attorney, Charlie Graddick, says they're not asking for a specific amount.
Their actions were so despicable, so shameful, so disgusting, so outrageous as to go beyond all bounds of normal decency. You try to put a number, a money figure on it, and I think it's quite frankly impossible.
Wally and her two brothers recently had their father cremated at a Mobile funeral home, with someone watching to be sure it was done properly this time. His remains were buried in the family plot. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Mobile, Alabama.